Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack. I've got Mike here, Bo, and Dylan behind the glass. Guys, things happen in threes, and it's just unfortunate. We have another one to talk about.
I just don't believe that.
I do.
You don't?
I don't believe in that at all.
Well, it just happened. Literally, it just happened.
Okay, but then, like, what if it happens, like, in a week?
But that's
are
a different...
Are we just going to say, well, it comes in fours?
A different series. No, that resets.
It starts a different series?
It starts a different series.
Yeah, how long is the time
this
period
is like baseball. Death is like baseball, okay?
It's capped at three.
So, but I'm saying, what's the time period for... Like, if we start a new series next week, and it's 70s icons...
Well, you got a week. You got a week.
You got 1 week?
Yeah.
Week or so.
Okay.
Why would you have more than a week?
All right, so if
three famous people have died in a week.
If one happens next week and then nobody else dies within a week, is it still things come in threes?
That's an anomaly.
They're probably not as notable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry for interrupting. Go ahead. You were on the right track.
You know, I'm against you. I'm with Allie on this completely. Right. But, you know, in 5 minutes, it'll change when she has her little receipts.
So, Hulk Hogan, yes, unfortunately passed away yesterday at the age of 71. I feel like everybody has a memory of Hulk Hogan. Like, he's globally known.
What's yours?
The first thing I remember seeing him in was, like, the Tooth Fairy movie. He was dressed up. I remember renting it as a kid.
Oh, God. Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
So, I remember when, I think I brought this up the other day. Me and Grant might have been talking about it.
You just reenacted this entire wrestling match.
Yeah, It's well. It's when Hulk Hogan, the Gulf War had just started, and so Sergeant Slaughter and gets up with like the Iron Sheik and Colonel Mustafa or whoever it was, and like. They're waving the Iraqi flag, and he's like anti-America. And of course, Hulk Hogan is Mr. America, and they fight at Sergeant Slaughter's the champion, and Hogan fights him at WrestleMania, wins, and then in the locker room, he's attacked afterwards by Sergeant Slaughter and them. And that's like one of my biggest memories because Hulk Hogan, like back in the day, then he did the greatest heel turn in the history of heel turns.
I was going to say that's my biggest memory. Now I was obsessed with WCW when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean obsessed. Like went to multiple Monday Nitros, like dressed up as Sting for Halloween.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Put the black wiffle ball bat up my sleeve and just would slide it out like I was going to hit somebody, you know? Looking back on it, like it's probably not a good idea for Halloween, right? But nonetheless, shout out to my parents. Like we couldn't afford pay-per-views. Like we were not the family that was going to order the pay-per-views.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we weren't either.
And so you would always watch the Monday Nitro the next day after the pay-per-view. And we didn't have social media. I didn't have internet at the time. So like you'd watch Monday Nitro and they would be a rehash of what happened at the pay-per-view the night before. And you remember they always did the still images?
Yes.
They didn't show the videos. It was still images. Like you know,
they didn't own the own.
Right. It's like they didn't own their own rights or something.
So
it was like still images. Like, you know, hey. We want you to buy the replay of the pay-per-view or rent this on VHS, so we're not going to show you the video. And it was just a still image of, like, Hogan spray-painting the backs of everybody in NWO and, like, the whole heel turn. And I was stunned, like, for hours, stunned in front of the television, listening to them talking about what happened the night before. And I was like, oh, my God.
Dude.
You know, and I'm like, I'm still believing it's real at that point. That's probably like, I was like 7 or 8. I'm like, yo, my God.
I definitely went to the video store and would rent them after they would come out on VHS or whatever. Like, I mean, no lie.
I was such a fan that years later, I would see the pay-per-views on the shelf at like Hollywood Video, and I'd be like, oh, I've always wanted to watch this. Mom, can we rent this, please?
Do you have Peacock?
Yes. No.
So
yes.
Peacock has a WWE Network, and you can literally go back and watch every pay-per-view ever.
I swear.
Except for some with Chris Benoit.
You too?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's interesting because they do all the documentaries too, but like the behind the scenes stuff. It's actually very fascinating.
I watch more documentaries about that era of wrestling than I have watched wrestling at all. Like, because it's so interesting that time frame, especially when you made the move from like the kid friendly era to the attitude era of wrestling, which was NWO, the Stone Colds and the Rocks.
Yeah.
But you wanna go watch one of the greatest crowd matches of all time is WrestleMania 18 when Hogan is Hollywood Hogan and he faces The Rock and The Rock is the good guy and he's the face and the crowd who's seeing Hogan back in the WWE and everything, literally turn Hogan into the good guy, and they change in the middle of the match. The Rock and Hogan both see what's happening, and The Rock put him over. The Rock put Hogan over in that match, and The Rock wins, right? And then he has to, like, let Hogan have his moment. It was so – that's how you knew that they were two of the best at understanding the business. There's a lot of memories of Hogan. You know, we can sit here and talk about what he was or wasn't out of the squared circle, and how he didn't always put guys over like he should have, but he turned that business into a billion-dollar industry, and he, him and McMahon and a few others.
Yeah, forever changed it. All right, so North Carolina is exploring a potential move from the ACC to the SEC.
No, thanks. We're full. All closed. And I don't mean any disrespect, but, I'm so done with realignment, period. And I know that this is forward-facing. There are thoughts that this might be like a thing looking 5-6 years in the future, and when their buyout comes down to $75 million in like 2031. I'm good, dude. Like, let's just shut this. Either shut it all down or make it one massive conference. Yeah. I'm tired of this every other year. It's like, dude, I don't need realignment. Just everybody get your hand in or out of the cookie jar and let's move on.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting to think about. Really, it's just, I'm just over that part. I'm with you. But that's a big blow, because that's one of the, I don't want to use the word, I don't, charter sounds like a weird word, but it's a heritage ACC school, basically.
Premier. I mean, use the word premier.
And so that would be a huge blow to them.
Well, Bo, Dylan, and myself, we called this one. Jesse Chavez announced that he is retiring. After 18 seasons, he is 42. I swear, we had this conversation on the air at Murph's. We were hoping he would retire Brave. I'm not sure if he actually technically can, because he was DFA'd.
Yeah, I think they can hold his press conference if they want. But yeah, he was DFA'd.
But he hasn't picked up a ball since July 13th, that game with the Cardinals. So I would think, like, if that's the last game he played.
Yeah, look, I think you can say he went out as a Brave, even though he didn't necessarily retire on the roster. It's sad, and I'm happy at the same time. I'm happy because we saw him peak a couple years ago, right before he got injured. Remember, he was having an all-star season, and then he just hasn't been quite the same. And I really get tired of seeing him get signed and DFA'd and signed and then shelled and then signed. And I just feel kind of bad for him. He seemed so at peace with the moment with reading some of his words and hearing some of the stuff he said.
And he should be.
I know, right?
The 42nd round 23 years ago. I mean, that is insane.
Wow.
The 42nd round draft pick in 2022.
He had
a good run.
Did you hear when he was asked about if he would ever want to be a manager or coach or whatever? And he's like, this game is given so much that I feel it necessary to give back. I was reading a tweet from Grant, and he was like, to me, he's been a Grant. This is Grant's word saying, to me, he's been a coach for a few years for this team. I would love to see him in a Braves uniform moving forward. He's helping out in any way. I don't care what it is. So that's the kind of guy, that's the kind of human being you want around your clubhouse.
Won't be the most shocking thing if we see that happen. And Missouri has extended head coach Eli Drinkwitz's contract through 2029.
Yep, the HOA president got a contract. He's a good football coach, guys. He runs that mouth and looks like you're a resident HOA president. Yeah. But you got to give the man his due.
I'm not a huge fan of him and some of the interactions he's had with players from his team, players from the other teams. He got caught on camera last year against Bama saying something to the effect of, if I had a quarterback, we'd be beating you guys. Yeah. I mean, it was so bad. I was like, dude, you can't be caught on camera saying that. But nonetheless, he's had a couple of back-to-back 10-win seasons. He had a lot of turnover, and he seems to be perfect fit for that program.
That's like if Mike Bell was a college football coach running his mouth.
I mean, it was ridiculous. If I had a quarterback, we'd be right there in this game with you guys. It's like,
I remember that now.
Literally have a guy play. There's been a few things with him that I haven't loved, but nonetheless, like I said, he kind of fits what they're doing.
We watched that game. We were watching that game on film for some reason before a meeting. Seeing that now. Yep.
Who's ready for the rookie report?
Not me.
Any guesses on who I have receipts for today?
It's got to be me. It's
me.
You're good at your own little heel turn over there, and like just when we think we've got you in a corner, that's when you throw a curveball at us.
I mean, this has been over a week in the making. I do have receipts for you, Mike.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Knew it was coming.
Because, well, and Bo will remember this moment, because last week at SEC Media Days, we had executive director for the Panini Senior Bowl.
That's right.
Drew Fabiani, John. And do you know where the Senior Bowl is, Mike?
Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah. All right. Do you remember when I kind of questioned your pronunciation
of
that? All right.
Yeah.
Let's hear from
here
Drew.
Here we go.
We are missing one of the members of the morning shift today. Mike Johnson, O-lineman for Alabama, played for the Falcons. Sure. He's from Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when he talks about the city that the Senior Bowl is in, I feel he says it wrong. He pronounces it wrong. How do you say it?
Mobile.
Mobile. He says Mobile.
No, it's Mobile.
Thank you. All right, we're going to play this audio back for Mike Johnson. When he comes back with us, you guys have
room. Who is this guy?
That comes from a damn Yankee. I got told in Texas. Now, here's a kicker for you. You'll love this. I said, what the hell is a damn Yankee? And they said, well, a Yankee is somebody that comes and visits. A damn Yankee stays.
That's right. That's right.
So I went, okay.
I mean, he runs a massive event in Mobile.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
This guy's been an NFL scout for years. He was the GM for West Virginia and Auburn's program, probably where some of the beef is.
Okay.
He's legit, man. Don't come for my boy. Me and him are buddies.
Yeah, actually.
He sounded like he just came for me.
No,
it's Mobile.
He answered the question he was asked. Okay.
Here's the problem.
Context is everything.
No, context is everything. What did you say when you were interested? He's from Pensacola, Florida. You know where this guy's from? Longmont, Colorado. All right, so he might want to get with the natives down from my end of the world and figure out how to say it correctly.
Do you not think he's among them all the time?
He's a Johnny come lately down there. All right, he's not a fabric of the community. He might want to ingratiate himself a little further before he starts. Not only that, I played in the freaking Senior Bowl. Okay, I know how to say Mobile.
No, it's Mobile.
Allie, this is a very Squidbilly-like reaction for him. You know, this is how he says I react. This is how, listen to him.
It's irritating. You know what I mean? It's irritating. No, I'll go Chihuahua on y'all for a second.
No,
okay?
It's Mobile.
This guy's not going to step in them. That's my zip code and area down there, okay? I don't want to hear this guy from Colorado tell me how to say Mobile.
No, it's Mobile.
It's Mobile, okay? It's Mobile.
No,
matter
it's
of fact,
Mobile.
There is probably half of our NASCAR Fantasy League that live in Mobile. We will get them on the phone right now if I have
no,
to.
No, we are not.
Mobile,
no,
Alabama.
We are not getting anyone from our
no,
Fantasy
there's
League.
No, it's not Mobeel. Mobile.
There's only one person in that league that's allowed to call in this show.
All right. Well, we can agree to disagree, but we'll have to run into Drew at some point so you guys can duke this out a little bit.
Yeah, man. I got words for him.
I got his number. You want to text him?
He's probably in Colorado. He's not awake yet.
No, he's nice and Mobile.
One quick thing I do want to move on to. Well, a couple things. Bo, I would like to play real life audio of Bo Squidbilly Morgan when we are live on remotes.
Squirrel! Squirrel! Squirrel!
Too far? Because
give some context to the people now.
I make the replay. Well, first of all, it's just an observation that when we are on remotes, there are shiny things all around, and you cannot help but look.
Squirrel!
I'm feeling like I need to look into blinders.
This has
for
been
you.
An ongoing thing, Allie, since this show started. And it is on remotes, but Lord knows the TVs aren't working in this studio, and thank God, because that happens from time to time too. Where I'm like, where did that what on earth are you talking about?
I was
right
doing
now?
The replay last night and we're in the middle of a conversation, and then he goes, well, there goes the Falcon.
Yeah.
Like, what?
There he is.
Oh, there's someone working out. Like, what?
Squirrel.
He's a special man.
I mean, you gotta know your
Here
surroundings, all right?
Thank you. Okay.
If your head's
there
not on the
we
swivel,
go.
I was taught, hey, always have your head on the swivel. Pay attention to your surroundings. You're never caught off
was
guard.
This guy
thinks he's John Wick.
He was like showing Mike Conti a new microphone he had discovered in the middle of a break. I was like, what's happening right now?
I'm just glad you noticed these things. Thank God.
I want to give Dylan a little shout out. I knew it yesterday when I wrote the question about Camp Rock. I just had a feeling you're a Disney original movie fan, aren't you?
Oh, man. Talk to me about High School Musical.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the Cheetah Girls. Talk to me about Camp Rock.
This man, the light, the beat of light coming from this man's face right now.
I used to live on Disney Channel original movies, man. That's my jam. That is completely my wheelhouse.
Well, this will conclude my rookie report for this week. Quite lively this week. Coming up.
Well done.
Drake London was kind enough to join us yesterday at Falcons training camp on his birthday. We'll let you take a listen to everything he had to say about training camp, how it's going, who he's rooming with. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Squirrel!